Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The president says there is a chance the June 12th meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un could fall through. Washington Post reporter David Nakamura is on our newsline. David, where's this uncertainty coming from?
Well, you've seen a sharp shift in tone from North Korea over the past week or so. They're really upset about some ongoing U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises, and they've also been concerned about some statements from John Bolton, the national security advisor at the White House, that have taken a sort of hard line about how the North would have to turn over its nuclear arsenal. And President Trump, in his meeting today at the White House with the South Korean president, did raise the possibility that this meeting could be canceled next month in Singapore. He said it's possible it still will happen. They're moving forward, but he did acknowledge some of the concerns on the planning.
You know, if you look at social media, which I don't always recommend, but it seems like everybody's trying to guess who blinked first. Is this a who blinked first case?
I don't know if it's who blinked first, but I think, what analysts would say is that North Korea is a very unreliable partner. We know that this flurry of diplomacy from Kim Jong-un, raised some expectations, and Trump then fanned those expectations by talking about a big breakthrough that he could have in Singapore and world peace and denuclearization. And that might have been premature because not only is, it hard to get there, even if you do have a summit, it's just the first step in a long process. But things like this could happen, and the president could be embarrassed, and he staked a lot of his political capital on foreign policy to this summit. And so I think the president wants it to happen, but he did start to lay the groundwork that if it doesn't, people, should not be surprised.
Is there some back channel horse trading going on right now, you think?
There is. The U.S. officials continue to talk to their North Korean counterparts from what we understand. And there's, concerns ranging from the agenda of the talks to the security, including, security and logistics of the visit to Singapore by both sides. And so it's a lot to plan a normal summit. But in these sort of this is a accelerated process started in March. It's not the normal way you do one, especially a sort of historic and unprecedented meeting like this.
So if the talks don't happen, does the administration have a backup plan? Does it need to try to save face?
That's a big question. And, Trump does not necessarily react well to being, embarrassed on the world stage like this. Trump tried to suggest he's okay either way, that's a maximum pressure campaign that he's talked about from his administration on the North, which relies on help from China and other countries to enact sanctions, would continue. But experts are saying, look, Kim Jong-un has reached out and visited China twice, visited South Korea on this summit last month with Moon Jae-in, and starts to break the pressure campaign already. And other countries have their own agendas here. So it's not clear that would work. And then the big question is, would the president resort to potential military options, which there had been some rumblings in January that some at the Pentagon and others were being tasked with looking into such ideas. Now, the administration has said, no, those were not high on the agenda, but they've not precluded any options. And so one wonders if this falls through, if we return to that sort of hostile stance that both countries had as recently as January.
Great analysis from David Nakamura at the Washington Post. David, thank you for joining us.
Sure, anytime. Thanks.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.